to fight anxiety and panic in recruiting. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 168. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fiedler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of RecruitMe, podcaster, author, and speaker. This is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. So I dig in and give you takeaways you can use immediately. Hey, you can find this podcast on your favorite podcast app. Go for it, subscribe, and you get it every time it pops up, and that's on Tuesdays. Here we are getting it popping up a little bit late on Tuesday, but hey, I got it up before midnight, didn't I? You got fresh content here, I'm telling you. In this episode, we're going to approach a topic that kind of most athletes and most parents can relate to because... And I went through this too, my wife and I. You hear the clock ticking, and so you get a little anxious. You start to panic. You wonder if this athletic scholarship is going to materialize. Is my son or daughter going to get recruited? If you're the athlete, you're looking around. Are any coaches watching, any college coaches out there? I mean, you look up in the stands and you go, I wonder if I'm being scouted. And you get anxious. You panic. And it even takes away from how well you can do in your competition. In fact, Allison Foley, former Boston College soccer coach, I think she's a women's soccer coach, and I believe she won like 280 games. So she was good. And she says this, I read this in a newspaper article in the Boston Globe. She says there's too much panic in parents, in players. Once a kid commits, it's on their Instagram. Then everyone else thinks, oh no, there's one less slot available. That window is closing. I've got to hurry up and make a decision. And so panic sets in, anxiety sets in. Then you see another kid commit and you read about it, you hear about it. And it takes your mind off what the task is at hand, and it makes you less effective in this recruiting process. So I would just advise you to take a deep breath, and we're going to go through some things in this episode to help you fight the anxiety and the panic in recruiting. And I tell you, you're going to hear about some things next month because the early signing period for D1 basketball is November 13th through the 20th. For football, it's the following month, December 18th through the 20th. And so you're gonna hear about it. It's gonna be all over the place, and you're saying, well, if I'm not signed, even if I'm not playing that sport, it kind of creates that panic, that anxiety. It's gonna be out there. Just remember this: that, well, I'm not gonna say it yet because I got three things I want to tell you for you to camp on that will help you fight the anxiety and panic. I'm gonna hold back that statement. It will be included within the things I have to tell you this week. By the way, if you don't have the RecruitMe Power Pack, it's free. Go get it at recruitme.com. Grab that, and that will help you fight the anxiety and panic if you haven't gotten it already. Another thing that will help you, of course, is on Amazon. It's my Athletic Scholarship Playbook. It's a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. That's all I'll say. Go to Amazon. Get it. If you just type in athletic scholarships, it's the first one to pop up because it's the top seller among all those types of books on athletic scholarships and recruiting. I've got three things for you to camp on, to focus on, that will help you fight anxiety and panic in recruiting. The first thing is this, and this is the most important one. Stick with your plan. Stick with your plan. And in parentheses, you can say, and you better have one. You got to have a plan. If you approach this scattered and just trying this and that, a few other things, you are going to be anxious. You are going to panic. Even if you don't hear about all the other athletes that are signing, you're just going to be, the calendar is going to start ripping off pages of that. The clock is ticking. And if you don't have a plan, you don't have a foundation to work from. Have a recruiting plan. I have a step-by-step plan that I teach my families. You might work differently. Maybe step-by-step isn't the way you'd like to work. But somehow, not just out of your own personal knowledge, somehow come up with a plan. Talk to people who have been successful at this, other parents, other athletes. See what worked for them and build your own plan. There are a number of books out there. There are a number of websites that you can go to help you out. Although these days there's too much information out there and it could really mess you over, make you more anxious, make you more panicky because you can't figure out how to develop a plan. The Recruit Me plan is a step-by-step system. Your plan, I'm not sure what it is, but you got to have one. If you don't, back up, get your plan together, write it out, even calendar it if you need to. Write down the steps or the bullet points or however you want to look at it. I think a step-by-step plan is the best way to go. But stick with your plan. When you hear voices, when you see things happen out there that really shake you, things don't go as well as you want them to. Coaches reject your son or daughter. There's anxiety. There's panic. There's a lot of reasons that these negative emotions can set in and really send you spiraling. That's why you need to have a plan. Stick with your plan. If you get nothing else out of this episode, that's the one thing I want you to remember. Stick with your plan, and you better have one. Secondly, don't let the one-offs sway you. What do I mean by that? The one-offs. Those are, you know, these stories that pop up, or the Instagram post or Facebook post that you see, or the sports article online that you see just totally playing up a signing, a commitment, may even be a verbal commitment, which isn't even binding. Stay away from verbal commitments. Don't even think about it. So much can happen between your verbal commitment and when the national letter of intent needs to be signed, when you're able to do that. The one-offs are those stories that, you know, the newspapers, they need some exciting stories to tell. And so they're not going to tell you about the athletes who are really trudging through the recruiting process like you are. They're going to tell you about the ones who have had victory, the ones who have signed. And here they are. And there's a picture of them signing, or there's a picture of them making the statement that I've committed. All this because they want it to be dramatic. They want people to read the article, go to their website, buy their paper, whatever it is. These kinds of things can really, really do a number on you. It's a head game. Don't let the one-offs sway you. That's why it's important to have a plan. You go back to what you're doing, what's working for you, work that plan. I know it's hard. You're going to see in the social media world, you're going to see a lot of signings pop up. I just wonder how many are verbal commitments, how many are written commitments, and how many are really commitments at all. And in a lot of cases, some of them aren't even scholarship commitments. But whatever it is, whatever those one-offs are, don't let them sway you. Then the third thing I want to share with you that I believe will step it up another notch, and that is journal your successes. I believe in journaling this process. Get a blank journal and start writing out how you're thinking, how you're feeling. Use it also for a place to take notes on coaches and programs, keep track of things along the way in your process. I know it's not the ideal way because sometimes it's hard to find that page you're looking for. However, to take that from your mind and put it on paper and know it's there is really key. And the reason this is important is that you can go back and you're not lost and you're not drowning. You can go back and say, okay, these are the successes. Have a section in your journal where you just start listing the successes, the wins that you've had in this recruiting process. If you're just starting out, you may not have any, or yours is tiny. Like, oh, we sent out our first set of emails. Well, that's a win. You have just stepped from 0 miles an hour to really 60 miles an hour. You're doing what a very small percentage of families ever do, and that is contact coaches. If you've done that, that's a win. Maybe you have 5 coaches that responded to you this month. That is a win. Document that. Document that as your success. You're going to have a list of before long, maybe 10, 15, 20, 25 successes, your wins that you can look back on in writing. I guarantee you some of these small ones, which are pivotal, as you realize towards the end of the process, the ones that got you there to the finish line, those are important and you're going to forget them. So go ahead and write them down. Write them down. Have them there. Go out and get a journal today. Spend $5 and reserve one part of that journal for your successes, but also journal the whole process. It becomes yours. It becomes personal. There's just something about writing it down. And as we mentioned, it helps you fight the anxiety and panic when you're wondering, oh, have I done enough? Did I forget to do this? Or what's wrong here? And you start getting negative thoughts. You go to your successes and see what's working for you. This isn't just a positive thinking deal. This is real. These successes are real. You're not just talking about, in your head type of success. This is real life success that you've seen and how you've moved the ball forward down the field in recruiting. You need to have that down on paper. It will help you fight against anxiety and panic, and you'll feel pretty good about yourself. These three things together really work well. Stick with your plan, and you better have one. Make sure you get a plan going, a written plan that you can run your recruiting campaign with. Secondly, don't let the one-offs sway you. Those earthquakes, jealousy sets in. Don't let them sway you. And then that third thing is journal your successes. You do these three things, even one of these, you're going to start winning the fight against anxiety and panic in recruiting. Another suggestion is when you're feeling that way, go back to episode number 168. This one, listen to it. We all need positive input. We need reminders. You're not going to remember really much of what I just said to you in the last 10 minutes. Go back and relearn it and remind yourself of that episode number 168. If I can help you with your questions, then go ahead and email me at john@recruitme.com, or you can tweet me at John Fugler, JonFugler. Next week, I got a special guest, someone who's going to give you a different twist on recruiting, some fresh thoughts, and she has been helping athletes for several years and was a recruited scholarship athlete herself. You're going to meet her, and we're going to have a conversation. I'm looking forward to it. Well, until then, I'm going to let you go early. I'm going to let you go a couple minutes early. So get on it right now. Make your plan if you don't have one. Make sure you stick with it. Don't let the one-off sway you, and journal your successes. You might want to go out and buy a journal right now with a couple minutes I've given back to you. But that's it for this week. We'll have our special guest next week. God bless you, and we'll talk to you then.